TV presenter Rick Edwards hosts the popular programme Tool Academy, which sees girlfriends secretly enrol their boyfriends in relationship boot camp. Rick joins me now. Let's talk about our specific audience, the Forces themselves, because they're fantastic at romance, actually, what with being away from home for long times and writing superb letters and being lovely. Have you got any more tips for anyone listening who'd like to add maybe a bit of spark to their relationship, apart from playing games with toilet paper that you appear to
Well, yes, I mean, certainly. I mean, obviously, I'm going to stick with that. But I wonder if it's possible to play an incredibly slow game of Battleships via the post. I mean, that's quite a good idea, just off the top of my head. I mean, really.
I don't think that's ever been done. Really.
I mean, it'd be so disappointing because you've probably waited 2 weeks for a reply and you've gone B4 and it's like, no, miss. You're like, oh, God.
Oh, that is brilliant. Adam Gilchrist has just come in here and given me one of his plums. And do you know what? I don't think I want it. It was very kind of him and everything. Yesterday, he gave me a Satsuma. He's sort of like a walking harvest festival, isn't he? There's always some fruit. Wherever Gilchrist is, you'll find, like, he's Margarita Krakatan, whatever her name is. Basket of fruit on his head. Looking forward to the news and sport on the way next. Fruit-based. The big question today is brought to you by producer Hal.
And his big chair.
Hello, I know you're really
I'm kicking my legs like I'm on a high chair.
Who was in here yesterday?
I don't know. Someone very short.
Small person. So today's big question you did actually give us yesterday, which is a brilliant one. Can you repeat, please?
Well, you've got this currently study about plebs, people lacking even basic skills. So the big question that we posed, if I remember correctly, is what basic skills do you lack?
Yeah, so I've changed that slightly and just said, what basic skill can't you do?
Yeah, well, same thing, isn't it? Same
can't
difference.
Can't change a tyre. Yeah. This is my list. Can't saw anything.
No.
I don't have a saw.
That's the big reason, yeah.
Can't fix my Hoover, although it is in 5 bits on my floor. Can't plug my portable DVD player into the TV and get sound to come out of the TV. I can get the sound to still come out of the portable player, but that's rubbish, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can't put up shelves straight, which I think is the essence of putting up shelves. I can put them up.
But not straight.
So like that.
Yeah.
So the book's all...
You can keep jelly on there.
Yeah. Oh, yes! I can't read instructions, Hal. We had this chat yesterday, because you refuse... I mean, that is it's sort of a man thing, isn't it? Massively generalising.
Oh, I never read instructions, no.
And that's why you're rubbish at flat-pack furniture.
Indeed.
You can't do lots of things.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add to your list from yesterday?
Can you boil an egg? Because that's apparently number one.
Of course
one.
I can boil an egg.
Yeah, that's number one of the things that everyone should be able to do.
Good. Okay, can you do that?
I can, but I don't always get it right consistency-wise. Sometimes a bit too hard.
Mike says, I cannot do glass work. What, that isn't a basic skill?
No.
Is it? What do you mean, like blowing vases and that?
I remember He-Man on a particularly old episode rubbed sand together until he created glass. Is he on about that?
You can't fix windows. This is quite good, though. Any kind of electric stuff, even when I change a light bulb, my wife has that psycho shower scene look in her eyes because I could mess this up in a big way. That's quite serious. Jennifer, now this is a good one. She says, I don't know if it's a basic skill, but it is basic and I can't do it, right? So that's her argument. I can't snap my fingers. What, like this, Jenny?
Neither of us can do it right now. It's the pressure.
Hang on. It's because it's just... Look.
I think you're lacking natural sap. That's the problem.
Look, there. That's there clicking.
What a game for all the family.
Right, everyone try clicking their fingers. I know you're all doing it in the car. She says, no matter what I do or how hard I try, there's no snapping sound coming from my fingers. What, like that? There you go.
She might be deaf.
I feel like an idiot when everyone around me is doing it, especially back in school when we had to snap fingers in music lessons and I was the only one whose fingers made no sound.
Oh, when I was at school, that was for every kid that couldn't play an instrument.
I feel so bad for you right now, Jenny. Seriously, I've never met another person with the same lack of skill. Let me just make you feel a lot better about your life, right? My two-year-old can't do it either.
That's true.
And he hates himself for it. Yeah. You can see the pain in his eyes. Also, Jenny says, I can't iron. Maybe that's just because I don't want to.
Mm. Could be.
Also, I can't open medicine with those stupid child caps on. Jenny, seriously, how old are you? Are you all right? Do you need a hand? Maybe someone can move in with Jenny in Bielefeld today. Today's big question is, what basic skill can't you do? Please feel free to at any point email or text us in. I'm padding slightly. We're nearly there. Here we go.